It's a new hop on the 79 Feliz Hot Station for hip hop and R&B. It's the QDZ show. Shout out to Elizabeth Gilbert, Philly. She won the Hangover movie passes. All right, so I told y'all like 10 minutes ago, I was like super pissed, right? All right, so this whole hour, it's been kind of crazy. I was talking about Michelle Obama. She went to Bowie State and she did the commencement speech, and she just said that, you know, African-American students need to stop aspiring to be ballers and rappers. A girl calls me up and she says, Q, I appreciate you. You know what you do. Her name was Michelle. Shout out to Michelle. She's like, Q, I appreciate what you're doing. You know, a lot of people just want to, you know, be rappers and all that stuff. And we start talking about the dude Jay Harris from Downingtown that wants to be, he had a full scholarship to go to Michigan State, and now he wants to be a rapper. So he's not going to Michigan State with a full ride. And she said that Jay Harris was on, you know, a morning show, not our morning show. He was on another morning show in Philly, not our direct competition, you know, not, but he was on this morning show this morning. And I was like, all right, I want to go hear this. So, you know, this dude, Jay Harris, he had a full scholarship. And I'm not saying, hey, you know, hey, don't be a rapper. But my whole thing is, like, we all need to tell our kids to get our education. And, like, these clowns on this morning show were like, oh, man, you're a boss. Oh, man, congratulations for going for your dreams. You're an, like, come on, dude. Like, this is what you tell our kids? This is what you tell our kids. Like, instead of going to school, getting education for free, I don't even care about the football part, but going to school, be able to go to a university and get your education versus trying to be a rapper. You tell this 17, 18 year old kid to, like, that's cool. Like, everybody, like, all of these people on this show were like pumping him up. To me, that was the dumbest thing. Like, that's the dumbest thing you can do. We have a responsibility. No, I'm not Jesse Jackson. No, I'm not Martin Luther King. But I have a certain responsibility when I talk on this microphone to tell our kids, to tell my kids the right thing to do. So if you're telling a kid, yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, like, yeah, oh man, you're a boss. You're just as bad as the kid, dude. Like, you shouldn't even be on the air. I'm just saying. I'm just like, and my boss, she's not even here. I'm making trouble. I don't care. I just don't believe that you tell a kid. That's, you applaud them. Like, that's what's up, dog. That's what's up. You're not getting your education. You want to be a rapper. That's the dumbest thing ever. That's the stupidest thing ever. I don't care. Jay Harris' dad, if he said that's cool. No, man. Look at DeSean Jackson. You could be a rapper and a football player and get your education. I'm not saying, you know, DeSean is the best role model. I don't know. I'm just saying. But for you to sit on the radio and tell a kid that it's good for them to not go to school and to go for their dream. It's a lot of things I wanted to do at 17, 18 years old. Thank God my parents were on the right path to have me do the right things. A lot of people don't have that. A lot of us don't have that. So that's why I was mad, man. It's the QDZ show. It's the new Hop on 79.